You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Living out one's identity in Christ can indeed be challenging, particularly in a world where values and priorities often clash with those of Christianity. However, there are several strategies and practices that can help believers navigate those challenges and remain steadfast in their faith. We are joined by Pastor Otete, who's going to be helping us navigate and identify some identity challenges that are there and how we can deal with them. Mpundisi, good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you this morning?
I am good, Mpundisi. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I'm ready now.
Indeed. Mpundisi, before we start, I'm going to ask that can you please offer a word of prayer?
Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you once again for the gift of life. As we discuss on issues that pertains to the challenges of identity, how much we pray that you help us unpack so that we all understand and live a life that pleases you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, how do societal norms and values now often conflict with the teachings of Christianity? And what challenges do these present for believers in living out their faith?
Now, when we talk about the values and the norms of the society, at times there are those values that goes along with what Christians or religious people believe in. Those have no problems with.
Mm-hmm.
But now, when it comes to other issues, you know, when we talk about death, the beliefs about death, the burial issues and all things, those are issues that affect people day to day. And on how to navigate, on how to go through those challenges, I would say that let the people's faith be known and let it be communicated so that as a Christian, you will not be part and parcel of it.
Mm.
So they respect who you are and what you have become. But for a Christian, it is not good to make those norms and values of no use as if you're not coming from those people.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying you need to be deliberate. You need to be intentional so that people know what you believe in. This I do not do. I don't call it it's evil. But I don't do it because I'm now a believer, I'm now a Christian.
Mm.
It becomes a challenge when you start to name the norms and values of people evil or devilish.
Mm.
Yes.
So, Mfundisi, what are some examples or specific areas where believers may encounter opposition or resistance to their identity in Christ and how they can respond to these challenges?
When we talk about the way of life, our conduct, what we eat, it's an issue, the issue of dressing. It's also an issue because it pertains to identity. Like I mentioned prior, the issue of the state of the dead, the state of the living. These are issues that normally has conflict on the way people live and the way people see the identity of Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And how to maneuver these things. I think for starters, there should be a platform created where people discuss these things openly. We are now living in the 21st century where it's now a global village. Let people communicate about their beliefs and let's talk about it and let's draw a line. What is bad, like I mentioned before, is to take other people's religion as superior than the others.
Mm.
But what is important is just to respect, because the issue of belief, it's a free issue. There is liberty in that. People are not forced.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, but you are not forced to fund this. Anyway. So because we have, you know, our own personal conviction, Puthiswami, what role does it play and commitment play in overcoming obstacles to living out one's identity in Christ?
Okay. I loved the comment that you just passed. And mm-hmm. the question now that follows as a personal conviction, mm-hmm. the greatest challenge is when we talk about issues of belief, people mm-hmm. are at liberty. But in the world that we are living in and in different contexts, especially children, wives, and other people, they are forced to believe what maybe the husband can believe or mm-hmm. in the village. That's the greatest challenge. Mm-hmm. So you might have a personal conviction and you believe it in your heart, but living in an environment where people are, it becomes a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way to exercise it freely, I would say it needs time. Mm-hmm. When you're at an environment where people want you to believe in this, I think you just need to comply for that time. Mm-hmm. But when you move, you believe in what you want to believe for the sake of peace.
Okay. How now can we use prayer, you know, not really prayer, but having a strong a prayerful life? How can we now have that in the midst of our business? Mfundisi, we are busy. You know,
true.
We are busy, you know. So how can we have that in this business, you know, and how does it help us navigate the challenges that we are facing in this faith? And how does it help us navigate the issues of identity challenges that we may come across?
You see, for a Christian, prayer defines identity. Prayer mm-hmm. gives us power of who we are. If we do not pray, for a Christian, prayer is not an option. It's necessary. It's a way of life. And if we want to really exercise our identity, I would say that let prayer be a priority.
Yeah.
In everything that we do. If we take it as an option that my beliefs have been conflicted, now I need to pray, then it becomes a problem.
Mm.
So we need to be praying each and every time, when we wake up in the morning, when we are even in the taxis, wherever we are, so that we show the power of God through prayer.
Mpundisi, so you know we study the Bible, né? And yeah, I know people have their personal preferences. Others prefer the very simple English, which is NIV. You know, some of us. Oh. And then there are those who read those ones that they, you know, the thou, thy, and you know, you know, the King James. So we do study the Bible. Others do not, but they do want to study the Bible. But how now does studying the Word of God, studying the Bible, you know, help us or equip us as believers to discern the truth from falsehood and stand firm in our identity in Christ? Whenever I come across the words of stand firm, I'm reminded of Ephesians that after you have done it all, stand. You know? So how can we stand?
Yes.
How can studying the Word of God help us to stand when all comes hailing down on us?
I would give you a very small case study that is very simple for those who read the Bible. Christ was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, and after 40 days and 40 nights of fasting, the tempter came. You know, the only leeway out for him was the Scriptures. It was not that he was holding a Bible, but the Scriptures was in his heart. You see, so studying the Scriptures will only help us to overcome the temptations that we face. We don't study the Scriptures so that people know that we are good in preaching or we can comment powerful statements. No, we study the Scriptures so that we overcome evil. So studying the Scriptures should be like eating food. When you eat porridge in the morning, study the scriptures.
Mm.
When you eat lunch, study the scriptures.
Mm.
Studying the scriptures is not reading the whole Bible,
mm.
but maybe meditating upon one verse the whole day. It changes one's way of life, one's way of life.
But you don't study the scriptures, so you may go to preach. Anyway, so as we near the closing point, Swami, how do now Christian Fellowship provide support and encouragement for believers facing opposition and persecution for their faith?
When Jesus was about to face the greatest fear of his life, which was the cross, He needed support from his disciples, so he took them to a place of prayer. And he took the nucleus, Peter, James, and John, and said, please, let us pray. Help me to pray. So if Christ himself, the owner of Christianity, needed support, how much more we feeble beings who do not pray, who do not read the Bible, we need support.
Mm.
No man is an island. So the fellowship of those that are close will help us to stand. That's the reason why the Bible instructs us to congregate. The reason why we go to church and congregate is that other believers will strengthen you with the challenges that you've been facing throughout the week.
Mm.
So we need each other.
Yeah. Mm. But Zoran, you heard it, ne? From Fundus. We need it. So please don't blue tick us when we text you. Anyway, Fundus, thank you. Thank you for coming through with, coming through to tell us this one. Any closing words regarding identity challenges that we face and how we can overcome them? And then after that, please do pray for us.
If you are not facing any challenges in the issue of identity of who you are, then it means you are not a person. You are just someone who's carried by wind to go anyway.
Hmm.
So we need to face challenges. They remind us that we have made a decision and there's a direction that we are taking.
Hmm.
So may the Lord help us to stand with what we believe in and to lead a Christian life.
Hmm.
Let us pray. Father, we once again come at the throne of mercy, discussing issues of challenges. To those that are listening, some of them are facing even persecution to death. Now I pray that you strengthen them, not to recant their faith, but to live a life that pleases you and be faithful to death. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Mpundisi. May you have yourself a blessed day.
God bless you.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.